Hi, welcome into my office. Please, let me help you with that code. Here you go. I put it over here so it won't crumble. Perfect. Now, before we sit down, please tell me, do you still feel comfortable with the idea of participating in my research program? Although I have many women like you coming into my office every day, all sharing that same problem of being unable to orgasm, only a handful of women has responded positively to my request. So I want to be 100% sure that you fully understand that if we now continue, you implicitly agree with my conditions, and that is me having carte blanche during my experiments. In other words, that I am free to do to you whatever I think is necessary to put you into a deep erotic trance so that I can work on your private issue. I will make use of an experimental induction. It's quite controversial, I can say. But I can also guarantee you that it won't hurt you in any way whatsoever. So, do you still agree? Great. That means a lot to me that you fully trust me with this. This is one of the things why I really enjoy my work as a professional hypnotist, you know. Because I love to help people. And when a client trusts me completely, the success rate of the treatment increases with 100%. It will always be successful. And seeing people walking out of that door with a smile on their face from ear to ear is the greatest feeling in the world. But as with any other job, there's always a flip side of the coin. And for me, that flip side is what we call PRI, aka Progressive Relaxation Induction. You may have heard of it before, but if you haven't, great, keep it that way. It is the most boring technique used by probably 90% of all hypnotists to induce a trance. Just by focusing mainly on the breathing, the relaxation of the individual body parts, including all the muscles you can consciously control. But it can take over 20 or 30 minutes before you even get into the trance. So that is why I refuse to use it. I use other techniques, controversial techniques, and I have plenty of them. And I want to test them, and I want to make them really good. And they are way more fun and way more effective and put you into a trance 100 times faster, 100 times deeper. Actually, anything can be used to guide a subject into a nice, deep trance. I mean, literally anything. Now, for example, if I would ask you to walk over to that chair and to sit back and relax, now you could easily do that, right? Everybody can. So why don't you sit down and treat yourself on a nice, relaxing and energizing break for, let's say, the next 50 minutes or so. And since you're listening to me and you have the intention to go into trance and to let me arouse you with whatever it takes, I assure you that you are in a place where you have all the privacy you need to just let it happen. This place was designed to feel comfortable. It feels exactly like that place that comes to mind when you think of the word privacy. It can be your living room, your bathroom, bathroom, or even a hotel room. I don't care, as long as you feel absolutely comfortable. Now, imagine you are there and that you have allowed yourself to spend some quality time on your own. And while you are listening to me, you don't want to be distracted. You want the current situation to feel exactly the same as if you were about to go to bed. It's already past midnight and the world around you is already quiet. Everybody else is asleep, but not you. You are still awake. And there's nothing left to do other than just making yourself comfortable Just let your thoughts drift off to wherever they want to. There are no distractions. There is nothing to worry or to care about. There's just you and me. Just you sitting in this comfortable chair and me sitting across. As I make you feel safe and comfortable, so you can let your guard down. Now, let it down and sink into that wonderful feeling of relaxation. And I'm sure you can now perfectly understand that there is absolutely no need to spend 10 minutes on your breathing and another 10 minutes on relaxing your muscles and what else it is you need to relax. Because if I would ask you to go into trance now, as soon as you feel your entire body is starting to relax, then that would already be enough for you, wouldn't it? And every time you become aware of your body relaxing even more, you can feel yourself going deeper into trance. Now please close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and start to think of me. Look at me with your mind's eye. Imagine me as a guy that you could easily fall in love with. Everything about me matches perfectly with your idea of what it is that makes a guy sexually attractive. It can be anything. It can be my body type, my arms, my legs, my voice, my eyes, even... No. Imagine me as the guy that plays the main character in your dirty fantasies, time after time. Yes, I can really be that good. And you know, I can make you melt in seconds. I can easily turn you into that horny mess without too much effort from my side. Which means, I can do it repeatedly. So the question is, and by the way, do you know what this is? No, what I have here in my hand. Look at it. It looks like a little egg made of shiny metal, and I brought it from my last trip to China. The man who sold it to me said it has some kind of special power inside that no woman can resist, and I believed him. That's why I bought it. And I want you to take it from me. Good. It feels a bit cold, doesn't it? Now, put it between your legs. Nope, not like that. Put it where I can see it. That is, underneath your clothes, so it touches on your most sensitive part. That's it. Good girl. You like it when I say that to you, don't you? You want to be my good girl. Now look at me, slut. Look deep into my eyes and don't you dare to look away from me. Focus on my eyes and on my voice only. Can you feel what is happening between your legs? The egg is getting warmer and warmer. It starts to make you tingle down there, doesn't it? And as you enjoy that sensation, wait until what happens the moment you blink your eyes. The temperature of the egg will jump from warm to cold immediately. Try it. Feel how wonderful that is. Quite intense, isn't it? Now blink again and feel the warmth spread into your clit, like you are being licked by a hot, wet tongue. You are allowed to blink as often as you like, as long as you keep looking deep into my eyes and keep your face straight as my rock-hard cock. That's right, good girl. And while you enjoy this almost magical pleasure, I want you to focus even more on the egg, because It is said that when you focus hard enough, it will reveal its ultimate power to you. Now focus on the egg and nothing else. Just the egg. But don't look away. Keep your eyes locked onto mine and focus harder. Do it. Think of that amazingly powerful object between your legs. Feel the pleasure as you give it all of your attention. Because if you do it right, it will reward you with even more pleasure. And that's what you want. To be my good girl and to feel all that pleasure. Focus even harder now. That's it, my good girl. That's it. Now, how does that feel? Amazing, isn't it? Now sit still and keep a straight face. Now don't smile and don't you put your eyes down. Just look me in the eye and tell me you didn't see it coming. Tell me. You should see yourself right now. Oh, you look so cute as you try to look serious. Well, I know you're having a little party inside. It feels so intense, so fucking good. You can come from this. Really? You're about to come already, don't you? Oh yes, it feels better and better every second now. And I can tell by just looking at your fists. Your knuckles are completely white. This is how tensed you are. And it's not only your hands. It's your entire body that yells at me, screams at me. You can't speak, you can't make a fucking noise, because it feels so intense, so good. And your body is preparing for an intense orgasm, and your back is arching, your toes are curled, and your breathing implies that I'm right about this, and you're right about to come, and still desperately holding on to that serious face. Good girl. You can't hold it, do you? You look so hot as you try to hide your orgasm from me. Now come, come for me, come hard. Look at me and don't you fucking move. Sit and come, come, sit, come hard. That's it, good girl, good girl. Shh, take it easy. Oh my god, you're still coming. Was it that good? But I don't think it's over yet. What's happening to you now is completely out of my control. Out of your control too. It is the egg that decides. The egg between your leg decides whether you have had enough or not. Not me, and definitely not you. And I'm not sure, but it looks to me as if the egg is still pleasing you. So.